Well, hello everyone. Ronnie Jordan back again with another podcast. It's been a while, but we're back and hope you enjoy this one. We're going to call it Laughter is Good at Any Age. You know, I'm not going to deny it. I'm getting older. But then, hey, who isn't? But I'm beginning to experience some of the things I know only happens to older folks. For example, I'm pretty certain that I've got the television set about 40 decibels louder than it used to be, in spite of the fact that the volume has turned higher than ever. I've also discovered how to put closed captions on the screen for the hearing impaired, the screen says as I select the option. There's an old Danish proverb which reads, "Honor the old, teach the young." Oh, I like that. I'm thinking about putting it on a small sign and wearing it everywhere I go. A little more respect and honor wouldn't hurt. I'm reminded of the man who went to the doctor's office for his annual checkup. He was asked to change into the traditional hospital gown. He told folks later that if you could figure out how to tie a hospital gown with the strings in the back, you'd have, well, you absolutely had no business being at the doctor's office. Well, during the visit, the man was asked to step into the bathroom and provide a specimen. Well, he was still in there 15 minutes later, and the nurse knocked on the door. "Hey, are you having a problem?" "Don't you worry, many men your age have the same issue." "Oh, my age, nothing," he said. "I can't get the lid off." Well, you have to laugh. I'm also reminded of the lady who received a pin on her 50th birthday that read, "50 is nifty." She proudly wore it all day. One person after another told her she didn't look anywhere close to 50 years of age. In her heart, she knew they weren't being completely honest, but the more she heard it, the more she began to believe it. And later that afternoon, as she stood before a mirror, she was really feeling good about her looks. "Gosh, I guess I do look remarkably young to be 50 years of age," she thought to herself. Well, about that time, the doorbell rang. A young girl was at the door to deliver a large bouquet of flowers. The card read, "From your husband on the 50th. The young girl looked at the card that was on the bouquet and then at the lady's 50 is nifty pin. "Oh, congratulations," the girl said. 50 years is a long time. Is it your birthday or is it your anniversary?" Well, the woman was brought back to reality pretty quickly. You know, God has blessed my wife and me with 13 grandchildren. Oh, they range in all ages. My wife, Karen, or Ra-Ra to the grandkids, was holding Luke on his third birthday. Looking at her rather curiously, he said, "Ra-Ra, what's that on your face?" Well, Karen immediately began wiping at her cheeks and said, "Oh, have I got something on my face?" "Uh-huh," he nodded. She kept wiping away while carrying our grandson to a mirror so she could take a look at her face. "Well, I don't see anything," she said. "Yeah, they're still there. What are those cracks on your face?" Well, none of us laughed. We knew better than to do that, but we surely wanted to. Someone once asked the question, How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Wow, that's worthy of some thought, isn't it? So I'm doing my best to move gradually into this time that's often referred to as the senior years. I'm noticing that people wait for me to cross the street. I don't worry about trying to impress anyone, and I do ask for senior discounts. Believe it or not, I pulled into the local Sonic drive-in, and when the young lady asked for my order through the speaker, I asked, "Do you give senior discounts?" "No, we don't, and we don't give them to freshmen or sophomores either." Well, I thought I'd never be able to gain my composure and give her my order. Yep, some things are still funny, no matter what your age is.